This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, and I'm visiting with Rodney Weinzierl. He is the Executive Director of Illinois Corn. Rodney, I know one of your priorities for the organization is to increase corn demand. How do you prioritize the steps to increase that demand?
We work with a lot of cooperators, the Meat Export Federation, U.S. Grains Council, to try and create demand in a more immediate nature. But generally, organizationally, we're focused on the long term. All the demand creation is a long term issue. We can always have spot issues happen around the world where Brazil or someone has a supply problem and the U.S. can backfill that. But, you know, on exports, a lot of focus on trying to modernize the river system with updating locks and dams. In fact, just came out of a meeting around that. If I look at renewables, tremendous amount of discussion around sustainable aviation fuel right now. In fact, Secretary Vilsack is going to be speaking to their influence, the U.S. Treasury coming out with the definition of what sustainable aviation fuel, what it's going to take, and we're advocating for what's referred to as the DOE Argonne National Lab GREET model and the evaluation of that, which would help both renewable diesel play into that role coming from soybeans and other waste oil products, as well as ethanol to jet fuel. So we're waiting to see what that answer is. A challenge we have right now from US EPA is around light-duty vehicles. There's a proposed rule that we expect within the next few weeks to come out and say, automakers, you know, you need to, over the next 7 years, increase sales of electric vehicles. So much so that by 2032, 67% of the cars and light-duty trucks will need to be electric based on this proposed rule, which we expect to see in the next few weeks. That has tremendous impact from a farming standpoint. From a corn standpoint, we're first on the market. You know, we have to have liquid fuel to be able to put ethanol in it so that people can use it and to help the environment and help, you know, economics. But the other thing is we actually need trucks that can do work. So there's a difference between trucks that can get people to and from work, which could be electric. But on the farm, we need trucks that can actually do work. So we're very concerned with this proposed rule.
Well, you got enough to keep you busy for a while at Illinois Corn.
There is plenty for us to be doing and creating demand. And again, you know, in the last 80 years, there's probably been about 7 years where the U.S. did not raise enough corn to service the market. Six of them were droughts. Drought is a challenge to supply, does solve supply problems. But again, it's all about creating demand all the time.
Rod Weinzierl, my guest. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.